Wayne Johnson has a history of developing housing units in Georgia, and he's interested in expanding his development projects to Wrangell. He's made frequent trips to Alaska throughout the years, first visiting Wrangell last fall. While at Wrangell's Friends of the National Rifle Association auction, he met interim borough manager Mason Villarma.
I met him and got to talking with him about his profession and just career. It seemed like an interesting guy, so we started chatting, and served as Undersecretary of Education during the Bush administration.
Villarma says he was interested in Johnson's past experiences and was impressed with his portfolio.
Then we talked about some of his real estate deals, and so he had experience in renovating like projects and has done other development.
In that conversation, Villarma mentioned Wrangell's old hospital that's been on the market since 2022. That conversation sparked an interest, and Villarma says he and Johnson talked every day until they reached a deal. Johnson says Wrangell quickly grew on him during his visit. He and his wife leased a cabin in Wrangell this winter and plan to be here off and on.
I'm interested in Wrangell, and this gives me a meaningful reason to be engaged on a continuous basis with Wrangell.
When he heard about the available property, he thought it could benefit the Wrangell community.
My vision at this moment is to explore how we can create a meaningful level of multi-generational housing.
Villarma says the community could experience a broad range of benefits if Johnson makes the purchase and turns it into housing. He says residents would be close to downtown and its businesses.
We know that housing is a huge issue in this community. I think we're still ahead of the game and across the region when you think about Alder Topsail and the potential for this. But it will certainly help with accommodating that.
Villarma says the city and borough has been spending $85,000 to $100,000 a year to keep the building maintained enough so it can be sold.
That's a pretty big bill for nothing. And so we're bleeding in that way, stranded asset. And then if we didn't sell it, it'd probably cost us about a couple million. Which of course, the private sector could demolish it cheaper because they don't have to pay out prevailing wage, but we do. So $2 million, and that's something we just can't afford.
Johnson intends to purchase the building for $200,000, far below the appraised value of $830,000. But the six adjacent lots will be sold at the appraised value. Villarma says Johnson plans to construct 2 to 3 story buildings for housing units with covered parking. So far, the borough's Economic Development Board and the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended the assembly approve the sale. Kate Thomas is Wrangell's Economic Development Director. She says the Economic Development Board reviewed the sale from the perspective of an economic benefit for the community.
In my opinion, as stated in the report, it is in the borough's interest to sell the land and move forward with this project, or conveyance rather, of the land from the borough to Mr. Johnson.
The final approval of the sale for the building and the adjacent 6 lots is tentatively planned for the April 9th Borough Assembly meeting. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.